MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Andrea Slabbert, Insights Lead at Trade Intelligence. Andrea, appreciate the time. Recent research from yourselves and your colleagues at Trade Intelligence looking at the local liquor market. And I think I'm going to stress it's off trade. So as I understand, this is bottle store online. This is not bars and restaurants. But we saw growth, 4.2%, 109 billion in total. Modest growth, but not bad growth, considering, I would argue, consumers got poorer and discretionary spending probably slowed over the period.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen the spend around liquor products being quite protected over the past two or three decades where economic pressures have intensified. Mm-hmm. We still see that, but I think a big factor that has curbed growth over the past few months in particular, over the past year, I would say, is the steep rise in online gambling. I mean, in 2024, South Africans' spend on online gambling increased by 40%, or shall I say surged. Then last year, a further 23% rise on that. So even the liquor industry is being impacted by the severe pressures on household income and disposable income in particular.
Yeah, I get your point. I hadn't thought of that, of course. Absolutely. There's a finite wallet to go around. And if a lot of it is going into gambling, it's got to give somewhere else. If we look at the industry, corporate liquor footprint, and I see it. I mean, we had a Boxer update earlier in the week. I think they're growing their liquor outlets at kind of twice the pace that they're growing their traditional grocery outlets. But corporate liquor footprint really is a big part of the story in terms of retail these days.
Absolutely. I mean, the big trend that we're seeing in FMCG retail from the big grocery retail groups is expanding the footprint of your adjacent categories, liquor being one of them, health and beauty, pet, baby, etc. And the one thing that all of those adjacent sort of categories or channels have in common is they do give a bit of a higher margin benefit. So I can understand that the retail groups are definitely intensifying their competition, particularly around liquor.
And is there a risk of cannibalization? I'm thinking, I live in Rosebank, and you know, in the olden days, I imagine there would have been maybe one or two, probably one liquor outlet in the mall where I'm at. But now I've got all of the big retailers, they've all got the liquor stores, some standalone, some in store. We're seeing a bit of cannibalization, surely.
It's not showing in the numbers just yet, but we are starting to see that. So in certain regions, particularly in Gauteng, where store expansion has really intensified, we don't have stats in terms of turnover impact, but certainly from in-store observations, reduced foot traffic, particularly in those high-density areas where we are really spoiled for choice around every corner.
Yeah, it is. It's that spoiled for choice literally around every corner in some cases. And the future also, I mean, aside from the corporate space, which is absolutely gobbling it up, but the other is online. But online, fascinatingly, is apps. That makes sense. But it's not standalone liquor apps. It's the grocery apps. It is probably 60-60 who are the dominant player here.
Definitely the dominant player. If you consider the luxury of the convenience, especially with if you consider a subscription model where 99 Rand fees already paid, many people report that they really prefer to buy their liquor products when they do their grocery shopping as well. And online deliveries obviously enable that.
Does it make harder for the liquor brand? Because I'm thinking, if I walk into a good old, you know, like a liquor store, there can be promotions that can catch my attention. I'm walking down a corridor, whatever the case may be, between the shelving. It's a different experience than an app. The brand really has to sort of get in with the 60-60, whoever it might be, to push the innovation and the product releases.
Definitely. But the interesting thing is, over the past year or two, you would have seen, if we talk about the dominant player being the liquor shops within the ShopRite stable, particularly Checkers, you will notice that the in-store opportunities for promotional displays, etc., have reduced from what we've seen many years ago with lots of freestanding units and posters and displays, etc. And they do align the online, shall I say, advertising or promotional messaging with what's happening in-store. So it's getting harder and harder for brands to shout out louder and louder than the others.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I hadn't thought of it. You mentioned it. Yeah, there is perhaps less happening in the store because it's also happening on the apps. Taverns, 8% up. That overall growth was 4.2. So taverns twice the overall growth. Is this a market trading down? Is this convenience or is it better measuring a space that was perhaps less measurable in previous periods?
It's definitely a combination of all of those, but a big driving factor is transport costs and the proximity benefit of the tavern. That is definitely driving growth. And also there's huge excitement around what's happening in the informal trade and around taverns, excitement around events, influencers playing a big role. So there's definitely also a rise in excitement around how liquor is consumed in taverns.
And a line from your report that's going to stick with me forever. Cold or they walk out. I love it. But it's around execution is often more than maybe branding and advertising. It's about the experience so very much. And that ties to what you were saying a moment ago.
Definitely. I mean, a big challenge for an independent liquor retailer or tavern owner is cold space and having, obviously, making sure that electricity is running and the drinks are kept cold. So I think there's definitely intensified competition in that space. But if it's not cold, people will find a place where they'll find a cold one.
Yeah. It, again, it never thought to me the impact that the load shedding past, it's in the past, but that impact it was having on so many different sectors. We leave it there. It's Andrea Slabber, Insights Lead, Trade Intelligence. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.